It's a real pleasure to be with you today. We'll just wait for a second. Yes, it's a real pleasure to be with you, and partly because I feel like I've heard a lot about you. As Pastor CP has mentioned, my father is Dr. Leggett, and often I've heard them speak of your community with very warm words and feeling very warmly towards you.
爸爸呢,經常在我面前呢,提起大家,都好像很熟悉一樣,都掛著你們。
I do want to just say thank you to many of you who have prayed and who signed a card that was sent to my parents after my father was ill and in hospital.
特別想多謝大家,你們又簽名幾張卡給我爸爸。
We praise God that he's doing much better.
多謝大家祈禱啦,
the neck brace that he had on has been removed, so he's moving more freely and very happy about that.
他會戴開個頸箍,現在可以脫掉了,可以動比較自由一點點。
And we continue to thank God for his continued recovery.
我們繼續感謝主啦,
so thank you for your concern and your prayers over these last months.
大家過去一直的關懷,多謝大家一直在禱告上面的支持。
As Pastor Lee mentioned, I am a missionary.
好像李牧師所說,我是一個宣教士。
Although that's not a word I use very often, to be honest.
所以我很少這樣稱呼我自己。
Partly because the part of the world that I live in, it's not a word that is very helpful.
因為我去宣教的地方,我不可以這樣告訴別人,不是很方便這樣說話的。
But it is God's mission that motivates me in what I do.
但是主這個使命去催逼我,令我繼續去服侍他。
I think in your bulletin it says IFBS Kazakhstan Missionary. I thought I should explain that.
那你們幫我有個稱號的,我想解釋一下,到底我的工作是什麼,我是什麼機構啊,這樣。
IFES is an acronym which stands for the International Fellowship of Evangelical Students.
那個IF什麼什麼那個,即是說是國際的學生一個宣教的團體來的。
And this is a global organization with about 150 student movements who join it from around the world.
全世界152個學生的組織團體一起組成一個機構來的。So
in Canada, it's called InterVarsity Christian Fellowship.
所以在加拿大就會叫做InterVarsity,大家都認識的了。And
that's the organization that sent me to Kazakhstan to help the work among students there.
所以在一個校園的團體是差派我去到蘇聯那裡去傳福音的。
So that's just a little bit about where I'm coming from and the context from which I will share some things about my work.
所以我待會分享話語的時候,也會分享給大家認識我的工作是什麼。
But I will do that in the context of looking together with you at Psalm 67.
我會主要從大家先看一個詩篇67篇。
So I'd like to read that.
想和大家一起讀一讀先啦。
And then we'll begin to look at what does that mean? What does the psalm have to say to us?
到底這個詩篇和我們有什麼話要說呢?
So I'll read the whole thing, verses 1 to 7 in English, and then you can read it.
詩篇67篇1到7節。
May God be gracious to us and bless us and make his face shine on us, so that your ways may be known on earth, your salvation among all nations. May the peoples praise you, O God. May all the peoples praise you. May the nations be glad and sing for joy, For you rule the peoples with equity and guide the nations of the earth. May the peoples praise you, O God. May all the peoples praise you. The land yields its harvest. God, our God, blesses us. May God bless us still, so that all the ends of the earth will fear him.
愿神怜悯我们，赐福与我们，用念光照我们，好叫世界得知你的道路，万国得知你的救恩。神啊，愿列邦称赞你，愿万民都称赞你，愿万国都快乐欢呼，因为你必按公正审判万民，引导世上的万国。神啊，愿列邦称赞你，愿万民都称赞你。地已经出了土产，神，就是我们的神要赐予我们的，神要赐福与我们，地的四极都要敬畏他。
Okay, let's just take a minute and pray and ask God to lead us into His Word.
我们一起祷告先啦。
Lord, thank you for this, these words to us.
主，多谢你俾啲说话我哋。
Speak your word to us today.
求你亲自对我哋嘅心讲说话。
Help us to know more about what it means to receive your blessing and to be a blessing.
帮我哋明白点去领受你嘅恩典，亦都点能够成为你嘅恩典嘅出口。
We want all the nations to praise you, O God.
我希望万国的人都会称赞你自己。
May all the nations praise you.
愿所有的万国万民都赞美你。
In the name of Jesus, we pray.
奉耶稣的名字，我们献上的。阿门。
This is a psalm that I came across a number of years ago when I was considering cross-cultural ministry.
这个诗篇就是当很多年前当我考虑做不做这个宣教士的时候，我就看到这个诗篇。
And I remember it had a profound effect on me at that time.
当时这个诗篇对我来说很感动。
Because it made a connection between me and the world around me.
因为突然间它带我看到我和这个世界周围的人有什么关系。
It made a connection that I had never seen before.
以前我看的诗篇我都没有这个感觉的，那次看就突然间很清楚地让我看到这件事了。
But as you know, every time we open God's word, it speaks to us afresh.
我相信大家都经历过，每一次当你看圣经的时候，就算同一篇经文，每一次都会有些惊讶，有些新的东西你学到的。
I often spend time with other staff members, students that I work with, and even though I may open a passage of scripture that I've seen before, every time God meets me in a new way, and that's happened this time as I've studied Psalm 67.
我自己就成日都经历到，无论我同一啲同事啊，或者同一啲学生咧去查经啊，每当我打开主嘅话语咧，我总系有啲新嘅嘢感动我。今次我睇翻呢篇诗篇嗰时咧，又有啲新嘅嘢咯。
We know that the Psalms were a hymn book, a prayer book for the people of Israel.
诗篇本身对犹太人来讲是他们的祷告的书来的。
And in it, there's the whole range of human emotion and people's responses to the situations they find themselves in.
所以从他的文字当中你发现他们很将自己的感受很仔细地刻画出来的。
Psalm 67 was most likely a response to harvest.
所以67篇呢应该就当时是丰收的时候了。
A psalm of thanksgiving.
所以是一个感恩的诗篇来的。
And yet, take a look at it again.
你试下再看清楚一点。
There's very little about the harvest in this psalm.
他提到那个到了收成收了什么成果呢又不是讲得很详细。
In fact, it's only mentioned in verse 6.
即是在第六节的时候你才会看到的。
The psalmist moves very quickly away from the harvest and to the giver.
诗人很快脆就从他收成到的土产呢就想起给他土产这个主人是谁了。
He focuses not on the gifts, but on the one who gives the gifts.
他的焦点不是个礼物他收到的礼物而是他的焦点是给礼物他的人。
So the question arose as I was reading this and thinking about it.
所以当我咁睇嗰阵时候，我就咁样谂。
Why does the psalmist not do what most of us do?
點解詩人同我哋咁唔同嘅咧？
If we're honest, most of us ask for blessing for our own comfort, for our own ease, for our own convenience or egos.
我哋好多時都會求神祝福我哋㗎，希望舒服啲啦，希望我哋嘅我會好受啲啦，或者希望神安慰我哋啦，幫我哋啦咁。
At least I find myself too often praying that way.
我發覺我自己成日都係咁祈禱㗎喎。
But the psalmist very quickly moves from asking for God's blessing to thinking about the reason for his blessing.
反而留意到詩人呢，他很快脆就已經不是只是想著說，神啊，你祝福我什麼東西，而是他立刻會想到呢，祝福他那個神是一個怎樣的神。
And I think there are two reasons why his focus is somewhere else.
我想到有兩個可能性，為什麼他的集中點呢，焦點呢，跟我們會不一樣的。
He's clearly in awe of God.
很明顯的就是他的有一個敬畏神的心。
He understands that the universe does not revolve around him.
他很明顯一樣知道的就是這個世界不是圍著他轉轉轉的。
Instead, he understands that it is about the worthiness of God to be praised.
反而神才是那個被讚美的中心點。
And his longing is that God would receive the praise that he's do, that he's worthy of.
所以變成反而他的渴望就希望神能夠得到他應得到的榮耀和讚美。
Notice the amount of repetition here.
這裡有很多字是重複的。
Verses 3 and 5.
譬如第三節、第五節。
May all the peoples praise you, O God. May all the peoples praise you.
他猛地在這裡重複就說，願列邦都稱讚你，願萬民都讚美你。
And again, may all the peoples praise you. May all the peoples praise you.
然後又再重複，願萬民萬族都讚美你啊。
He understands the worthiness of God to be praised and longs that others would enjoy the God who he has enjoyed.
所以好明顯咧，佢係好睇得到咧，神係好配得所有嘅讚美，亦都好希望咧，其他人都好似佢咁睇到同樣嘅嘢，同佢一齊嘅去讚美神。
But I think there's a second reason why he moves from just praying for his own blessing to praying for the blessing of the nations.
另外一個原因呢，咁可能就係咁啦。
He understood that it was God's plan from the very beginning that Israel would be a blessing to the nations.
佢似乎好明白咧，神喺創造嘅計劃裏邊咧，希望以色列人咧係成為神一個祝福嘅管子嘅。
This isn't something Israel always understood.
所以猶太人咧，其實雖然佢唔係成日咁做。但他們應該都明白這個道理。
Or at least they didn't act upon it if they understood it.
所以就算他們明白，或者他們沒有那麼活出來。
Too often, they were content to be the ones who were blessed, to be the ones who were chosen.
很多時候，以色列人可能真的很滿足於神祝福我，很享受神給他的祝福。
But God, from the very beginning, had a plan for Israel's blessing to be for the blessing of the nations.
但在最初神立國的時候已經跟他們說得很清楚，他們是要將神的祝福帶給周圍的人。
From the moment he called Abram, he said,
當他呼召他們的祖先亞伯蘭的時候，他這樣說，
I will make you a great nation and I will bless you.
他說我會祝福你，我會使你成為一個大國。
I will make your name great and you will be a blessing.
你會 很出名，人哋個都會認識你，但你會成為人哋嘅祝福。
I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse.
祝福你嘅人，我會祝福佢哋；咒助你嘅人，我會咒助佢哋。
And all peoples on earth will be blessed through you.
而全世界嘅人都會透過你得到我嘅祝福。
This was just the beginning of the many, many statements that God made about Israel being a light to the nations.
这个是神第一次很清楚地告诉以色列人，他们的生存的目标是什么。
So we have two problems often in our prayers.
我们通常遇到有两方面的困难。
We fail to understand how great God is.
很多时候我们有困难去看到神其实有多伟大。
How worthy he is of praise.
所以我们看不到他有多值得我们去赞美他。
And we fail to understand that his plan was to bless us, is to bless us, that we would bless others.
有阵时我们又不是看得很清楚神是祝福我们以致我们祝福人这个道理。
I want to draw your attention to verse 4.
我想大家留意一下第四节。
Because in the middle of these two passages where the psalmist says, or two verses where the psalmist says, may the peoples praise you, O God, may the peoples praise you, and again, may the peoples praise you.
在第三、第五节他重复的话，愿万族都赞美你呢，那他就讲了第四节出来。
He says, may the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you rule the peoples with equity and guide the nations of the earth.
他说愿万国都快乐欢呼，因为你必按公正审判万民，引导世上的万国。
The psalmist knows that where God is not ruling, there is inequity.
诗人能够睇到一样嘅真理，就系话，如果当神唔系掌权嗰阵时候咧，这个世界上就会系好唔公平嘅。
That the nations of the earth long for guidance, for a guide, for a just ruler.
所以咧，地上嘅人咧系好渴望有一个公平嘅审判者做佢哋嘅王。
And that when they know the God who rules with equity and who guides the nations of the earth, they will be glad and sing for joy.
所以当我们知道神原来是一个公平的神的时候，他们就会很开心地去赞美他了。
He knows that when God is feared, it will lead to the praise of all the nations.
因为知道只要神在这里掌权的话，那所有的人都会能够得到很公平的对待。
And you'll recall that in Revelation 7, we have a picture of all the nations gathered around the throne of God.
我不知道大家记不记得在启示录第七章里就讲到万族都来到神的宝座前面。
Where people from every tribe and nation and tongue say, salvation belongs to our God and to the Lamb.
各国的人都来到就说救恩是属于神的。
So that's the end picture. That is God's desire.
这个就是我们的图画，就是神的心愿，希望将来是有一个这样的景象出现的。
But we live in a world where the nations are not yet able to sing for joy.
所以留意到我们现在活在一个世代里面，我们不可以这样去开心的讲这些说话，因为不是一个很公平的世界里面。
Where many long for justice and for equity and for good rule.
很多人希望有个好的政府，有好的政权，公平的对待，但这些都未曾能够完全的实现。
I could share many stories with you about the longing I've seen in the lives of people in Kazakhstan for justice, for better rule, for equity.
我有很多故事可以跟你分享，就是我自己亲眼在我宣教的地方的时候，看到那些人民其实他们多么渴望有一个公平的社会，公平的政权，是好地的对待他们。
But you have your own stories.
我相信你们都有你自己的经历，你有你自己的故事。
All of the nations, all of the peoples, are longing for God to rule and reign in their midst.
其实全世界无论你是什么角落，每一个人民其实都希望有一个公平的王是管住他们。
But I want to show you a clip, a little movie clip of some students from a neighboring country, Kyrgyzstan, talking about the education system.
我呢就会给一个短片你看呢，就是在当地邻近的一些城市呢，那些学生就告诉你他的渴望，他们的教育的制度应该是怎样的呢。
They're expressing their frustration with just one glimpse, one area in which the nations are groaning in some way or are longing for God's rule.
从他们的分享当中，你会留意到在当地的人呢，他们其实在盼望什么，或者他们受什么苦。
The speakers are speaking in Russian, And the subtitles are in English.
講嘅咧原文咧就係 蘇聯文， 但係英文咧就字幕咧就會喺度嘅， 所以你睇到英文嘅字幕。
На самом деле студенты не получают качественные знания у нас, потому что все делается за счет денег и знакомств. И я думаю, это одна из самых главных проблем. И также очень трудно для некоторых студентов просто поступить в университет, потому что контракт стоит очень дорого, и как бы взятки они давать, может быть, не могут. Они... Я просто слышала, как мои друзья готовятся на уроки, ходят на все 17 занятия, но тем не менее, в конце, во время сессии, во время всех экзаменов, преподаватель начинает показывать то, что он хочет от него деньги. Он каким-то образом не хочет ставить оценку и начинает находить многие причины. И в итоге студент просто должен заплатить денег, даже если он готовится.
Проблемы с преподавателями тоже, которые ничего не знают, не знают, когда же учить, но когда они сдают экзамены или зачеты, они просто требуют с них деньги и говорят, дай деньги за экзамен или за зачет.
One of the things that we do as we... disciple students.
我哋做一個學生工作咧， 其中一樣嘢我哋做嘅， 點樣去將啲學生嘅， 訓練佢哋成為一個門徒咧，
is to try to encourage them to begin to be light in these situations.
就鼓勵佢哋咧， 點樣去喺啲咁嘅環境裏邊咧， 繼續做光啦。
To take the longing and the longing for justice that they feel, and to begin to make a difference in whatever the situation is.
無論佢喺咩環境裏面呢，如果既然佢睇到佢哋環境裏面有黑暗嘅地方嘅時候，佢哋就先自己做好自己嘅本分，做光，而係同個環境係唔一樣嘅。Coming
back to our text, God is worthy of praise, and the nations will be glad and sing for joy when He rules among them.
所以翻返嚟我哋嘅詩篇67篇嗰度就係。 當時嗰啲人係希望神做王，因為神係一個公平嘅王。The
second reason that we have that the psalmist moves away from talking just about his own blessing, it, as we said, is that God blesses us so that the nations will be blessed.
咁正話我哋提到嘅第二點就係話。 神祝福我哋，係希望我哋去將佢嘅祝福帶俾周圍嘅人。
In verse 1, he asks for God's graciousness, for his blessing, and for his presence.
所以喺第一節你留意到咧，佢求神俾啲咩佢咧？佢話求神憐憫佢哋，去祝福佢哋，用佢嘅光去照佢哋。
This is an echo of the blessing that was in that the Levites were to say over the people of Israel during their worship.
所以咧，通常喺佢哋嘅敬拜裏邊咧，利未人咧就會用呢個做禱告去求神去光照嗰啲人民。That's
found in Numbers.
譬如喺民數記，你會睇到好多時都會咁講啦。And
God's face shining on the people was about God's presence with them.
當話用神嘅念光照我哋，即係話神嘅同在咁解啦。
If his face was turned away, it was a sign of his absence, or his face turned towards is a sign of God's presence with 所以圣经里面，如果你睇到话神嘅面向住你咧，即系话神接话俾同你同在。当神灵歪面冇眼睇你嗰阵时候咧，你就知道神唔喺度啦。So how was Israel to be a blessing to the nations around them?
咁以色列人点先可以做神嘅管子，将佢嘅祝福带俾周围嘅人呢
？And how are we to be a blessing to those around us?
咁而我哋又点样能够神嘅管子，将佢嘅祝福带俾我哋周围嘅人呢？
First, I think Israel was a blessing by their presence and by their obedience in the midst of the nations.
就是透过他们能够看到神的同在，他们能够去顺服神。
Someone, one of my supervisors, was once told the following. He was told, come to Central Asia and be present.
我嘅上司曾經同我成日都同我哋咁講，就話你嚟到嗰啲人當中
and pray.
其實你只係需要就係喺佢哋當中而去為佢哋禱告。
And this person said to him, everything you try will fail.
你自己好刻意去想做嘅嘢咧。 其實很多時都不會成功的。
Your kids will always be sick.
譬如說你的小孩會病啊。
Nothing will work as you want it to.
很多時你想這樣又很不如意啊。
But come and be present.
但你來呢，只是來到神的面前。
And I think that's part of what God calls us to in being a blessing to others, is to be present.
所以神嗌我哋成为人哋嘅祝福，其实最紧要就系话，我哋愿意嚟到嗰啲人嘅当中，我哋都要自己喺神嘅面前。And
to be obedient in the midst of the circumstances that you find yourself in.
然后喺你个环境，喺你嘅角落里边，你去跟神嘅带领去顺服神。It
might be as simple as being a person of gratitude.
有可能就系神只好简单，希望你成为一个做一个感恩嘅人嘅啫。
It might be valuing people as made in the image of God and not just in terms of what they can offer you.
或者可能神只是需要你呢，学会去珍惜你周围的人。
It might be the way you treat the poor and the marginalized.
或者可能神要你去帮助你周围贫乏的人。
Or how you act when your boss or your supervisor isn't looking.
或者你怎样跟你的上司相处。
Or it might be the hope that you have in the midst of a crisis, a family crisis.
或者当你有危机的时候，你怎样去回应，怎样去反应呢？咁
All these things are living out, are about living out the blessing you've received in the midst of the circumstances that you find yourself in.
呢啲就系例子，因为即系你嘅光处境喺你嘅角落里边，去顺服神，去活出你应该有嘅生命嘅质素。
To illustrate this, I want to read you a quote from a friend of mine.
咁我又俾你睇一個我朋友咧曾經同我講過一句説話。
Okay, I'm going to read you the quote. I might not get to her picture, but that's okay. There we go. This is the girl on the right.
喺右手邊嗰個女仔。
When I left last spring to come to Canada, she made me a beautiful photo album.
去年春天我翻嚟加拿大嘅时候咧，佢就送咗一本相簿俾我。
And she wrote kind of all her thoughts and her experiences with our student group and with our ministry.
咁佢就将同我哋相处嗰啲日子咧，佢有啲咩感受咧，佢就写低喺嗰本相簿嗰度。
And she wrote the following to me.
而當中咧，佢就寫咗一段咁嘅説話喺度。After
she had spent about a year with our community, a little group of students and some staff workers who met together for prayer and Bible study and fellowship.
咁佢就話咧，佢參加咗我哋學校員嗰個團契嘅小組咧，大概一年度啦。She
said, "The newest and strangest thing about IFES, about our group." Was your friendly and loving attitude?
佢話：我參加咗你哋成年幾咧，最感動我同埋最稀奇咧，就係覺得你哋好友善啊。
From the time I was a schoolgirl, I was loved by my family, but almost all the rest, teachers, school principals, and others, expected me to give or to do something.
他說我父母都很疼我的,但除了我父母之外,我回到學校,發覺無論先生、校長,他們都期望我去做一些事。
The most offensive part was the fact that the more energy I gave, the more efforts I made, the less gratitude and respect I got.
我就發覺我越是順著他們的意思去做他們要我要做的事的時候,我就發覺他們越來就越過份,越來越不尊重我了。Now
I fear the thought that I have almost gotten used to such an attitude to the world, people using each other to make profit, money being the most influential and the only way to get something or become someone.
我就發覺其實世界就是這樣,人就是去利用人,去從人身上得到一些自己的好處,去滿足自己的私欲。
Thanks to God, he showed me that it's all wrong. I see that love is the way.
而透過跟你提生活的時候,讓我突然醒悟到,原來這樣的生活方式是錯的,而其實真正去愛人。 而不在人身上去拿人的好處,才是真正的生活方式。
Now, the thing I have to tell you is that really, I was totally astounded when I read this.
當我第一次看到他這樣寫的時候,我都很驚訝。
Because when I look at our community, I think we have a long way to go.
因為當我在小組裡面,帶一個小組的時候,我發覺我們還有很多地方需要進步。
When I look at myself, I know I have a long way to go.
當我看一下我自己的時候,我覺得很多地方都不太好。
I know that we have failed to care for all of the students who have come into our midst.
其實我都問心,我都知道其實還有很多人,我們應該關心,我們都未曾做得夠,我們應該要關心的工作。
Sometimes we have failed.
有時我們是做得不好,做得不夠。
But despite our failures, God is blessing students through us.
但驚訝的是,雖然我們做得這麼少,不夠,但神竟然是祝福那些學生。
About 18 months ago, she didn't even own a Bible.
18個月之前,她都未曾開始看過聖經。
Now she's leading others to study it.
今天她開始大查經了。And
inviting the other girl on the other side of the picture to come along to events to try to share the gospel with her.
甚至請旁邊的女生開始來查經。This
is all because she saw something different in our midst, in our community.
她的改變是因為她看見我們一群人一起,那種生活方式是有點不同。She
longed for a love that was unconditional.
其實她一直心底裡面是追求緊一種是無私的愛。And
by the grace of God, she found it.
而靠著主的恩典, 他在我們中間的時候,
By the grace of God, God chose us to bless her.
靠著主的恩典,
in the same way, God has created you to be a blessing in whatever places you are.
所以同樣的神都是想使用你們成為他恩典的出口。
He's chosen you to be a vehicle of blessing to those around you.
他想你去祝福你周圍的人。
And you may not even be aware that you are.
可能你都沒察覺到自己原來可以祝福到人。
But in 2 Corinthians 2:14, Paul says that God spreads through us the fragrance of the knowledge of him everywhere.
但在臨後2章14節的時候,保羅就說,神希望我們能夠成為他馨香的祭物。
I love that verse.
我很喜歡那段經文。
He spreads the fragrance of the knowledge of him through us.
他說我們透過認識了他之後,能夠發出一種香氣,人家是聞得到的。That
means if you are a child of God, you are by your nature a blessing to those around you.
意思就是,只要你是我的兒女的話,以你的本性,本質被改變了之後,已經是一個很大的祝福,可以帶給你周圍的人。What
a privilege.
所以多是一個恩典呢?
What a privilege to be a blessing by being where we are and being faithful to God in the places He's put us.
你只要是忠心的做主的兒女,你已經是可以成為人家的祝福。你會不會覺得是一個很大的恩典呢?
The second way Israel was to be a blessing was by mediating in an active way to the nations the knowledge of God.
第二个方法呢，点样可以能够成为人哋嘅祝福呢？咁就系咧，透过将神嘅话语带俾人。
So you'll remember that in Exodus, God said to Israel, although the whole earth is mine, you will be for me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation.
所以喺 出埃及记嗰度，神话。 你喺万族嘅人当中咧，你要成为我圣洁嘅祭司。
And I think this priestly function of Israel translates to us today.
所以个祭司嘅身份咧，对于我哋今日作为基督徒嚟讲咧，系同样嘅喺我哋身上系可以应用到出嚟噶。
The Apostle Peter says that we are a chosen people, a royal priesthood.
所以你喺彼得前書都有咁講，佢話我哋今日係一個君尊嘅祭司。A
holy nation，
佢話我哋係一個聖潔嘅子民。A
people belonging to God，
一個係屬於神嘅子民。Why？ 點解咧
？The end of the verse says， so that you may declare the praises of him who's called you out of darkness and into his wonderful light。
咁跟住嘅講俾聽嘅原因就係話。 我哋要咁做，因为神想透过我哋，能够将呢个世界嘅人由光黑暗里边带去光明嘅角度里边。So,
as priests, we are God's vehicle of blessing to declare His praises to the nations.
所以作为神嘅祭司，我哋成为中间人，将人带到去神嘅面前。
I want to share a little bit about one of our interns.
我同你分享另外一个嘢朋友嘅故事啊，佢系我哋其中一个嚟到实习嘅学生嚟嘅。I'm
not sure if I'm going to be able to get his photo back up or not. There we go. His name is Sergei.
佢个名叫做Sergei。
And when I think about the active kind of blessing, the kind of blessing which is active, I think of Sergei.
我谂起咩为之好活跃嘅、好积极嘅去祝福人咧，我就谂起呢个弟兄啦。His
story is this. I met him at the end of his first year of university.
我系喺读大学最后尾嗰年嘅时候去认识呢位弟兄嘅。And
he participated in a summer English and culture and language exchange that we do for students.
咁佢就嗌我去讀一個課咧，就關於文化或者呢類咁嘅題目。This
picture on the right is of him leading some silly songs for children in an orphanage for kids with disabilities.
咁右邊嗰個圖畫咧，就係佢喺一個孤兒院咧，係幫嗰啲孤兒啊，同佢帶佢哋唱歌。嗰啲班孤兒咧，都係有殘障嘅。
Every year we take the students who participate in the program and we take them to this orphanage in order to help them to think beyond their own world and to care about the community around them.
每年呢，我哋都會帶嗰啲學生呢去探訪呢個孤兒院嘅，因為想俾嗰啲學生睇下，原來世界上呢有好多人呢係好有需要㗎。So
even long before he was a believer, he was already doing this kind of stuff. Just serving the people around him, active, playing his guitar, loved kids.
所以呢個男仔咧，就算佢未做基督徒之前咧，佢都好好好心嘅人嚟嘅，佢都係好樂意咧去探呢啲孤兒啊，同佢哋唱歌啊，彈吉他啊咁樣。But
during that summer, he began to come to some of the extra meetings we had for students to introduce them to Christ. We would deepen our friendship with them and be able to share with them on a personal level about Christ. And he came along to some of those meetings.
咁我初初咁嚟同我哋一齊去探嗰啲孤兒啦，徵徵下熟咗咧，咁啊開始嚟到我哋嗰啲查經組啦。And
before long he was asking questions and someone shared the gospel with him and he came to faith.
咁佢又問好多問題關於信仰嘅問題啦，咁啲人答咗佢，徵徵下咧，佢終於咧就信咗主啦。
But what's remarkable about Sergei was and is that I think probably the first week he started coming to our regular meetings, he already was inviting friends.
令我最奇驚訝咧，就係佢第一次開始定期嚟咧，佢就已經不停咧就請朋友嚟咧嚟我哋嘅小組嗰度啦。
Every week he seemed to show up with somebody new, a classmate, a friend, a brother, or something.
佢每次嚟咧，總會帶到啲誒唔同嘅朋友啊，無論嘅親戚啊、兄弟姊妹啊、同學啊咁。
And the other guy sitting with him, Alexei, the other guy playing the guitar. Although he had grown up in going to church, he really had never come to know Christ.
想里边弹吉他另外一个男仔咧，就系虽然佢咧自小都喺教会里边长大咧，但系咧佢从来都未人正式嘅去做基督徒嘅。
So when Sergei became a follower of Christ, his friend Alexei also started to grow and to be interested and to come alive.
咁所以當就黑衫個男仔信咗主之後咧，咁另外彈吉他個男仔見到佢咁咧，就引起佢咧就自己都好認真諗下自己嘅信仰，而都收尾信埋主啦。
About a month, I'd say about a month after he became a believer, the two of them started visiting me every week to learn the songs that we sang as part of our worship because they wanted to play the songs but they didn't know them.
佢哋信咗主一個月到咧，之後咧就兩個人咧就日日都嚟到我嗰度，就嗌我教佢唱歌，然後佢要學曬佢未識嗰啲歌，以至佢可以去帶人唱歌。
We had no one to lead worship, and they could play guitar, but they didn't know the songs. So every week they would come to me, and I would sing the songs, and we would sing them, and they would play and try to learn, so that they could lead their friends in worship.
咁因為佢大家都唔識噶嘛，係咪？我哋又冇人話好叻嘅絲琴啊，咁佢哋兩個又識彈吉他，咁佢又唔識嗰啲歌喎，咁啊就次次嚟咧就我教佢哋唱，佢哋學咗咧就翻去自己嗰度咧去帶佢哋啲朋友咧去唱歌啦。
Sergei just couldn't contain the blessing that he had received. It just seemed to overflow from him.
所以從佢身上咧睇見咧，佢嗰啲恩典咧，想祝福人嗰種嘅心咧，好似湧流出嚟嘅泉源咁樣啊，佢忍唔住咧都要周圍去祝福人嘅。
About a year and a half after that first summer when we met him, he was leading others in studying scripture.
So he 1.5 years 咧，佢已經開始帶人查經啦。
And it wasn't without his failures. He struggled. He bombed sometimes, but God was faithful.
唔係話佢係完美啊，係咪？佢都有失敗嘅時候啊，有陣時做得唔好啊。咁但係咧，神就好信實咧，帶住佢同埋保守咗佢。
And he kept inviting his friends because he couldn't contain the hope that he had.
但系咧，佢里边涌流出嚟嗰种关心人嘅心咧，就不停嘅令到佢咧去周围去邀请嘅朋友咧嚟参加聚会啦。
We are so thankful that he decided after graduation to continue working with our organization.
咁我好开心啊！就系收尾佢毕业之后咧，佢都决志咧，即系留翻喺度去同我哋一齐嘅去做嗰啲学生工作。
He left his family and moved to a new city.
佢離開佢父母咧，就嚟到同我哋一齊咧喺城市裏邊生活。
And the ministry there is just growing because of the love he has for students there.
因為佢對人嗰份嘅熱心咧，令到我哋嘅工作咧不斷嘅喺度成長啊。
It's a funny thing about enjoying God and praising God.
其實對做基督徒能夠去享受到神去。讚美神咧係一件好美妙嘅事嚟嘅。
When we are in awe of God, when we are full of praise for God, it kind of overflows.
唔知你有冇經歷過咧？當你真係心裏邊去充滿感恩嗰陣時候咧，其實係一個好大嘅喜樂嚟嘅。
It overflows in the way we live, and it overflows in what we say.
當你裏邊咁喜樂同埋咁感恩嘅時候咧，就影響到咧你所講嘅説話，你整個人咧嘅言行咧都會自然唔同咗噶啦。
You will be familiar with the passage in Romans, where Paul talks about the need to speak, to declare the gospel.
唔知大家熟唔熟喺羅馬書嗰度，保羅咁講，佢話我哋應該係有勇氣咧，去將神嘅説話係帶俾人嘅。
And he says, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved.
因為佢話凡係開口願意去承認神嘅人，呢啲人就係會係被得救。
But then, how can they call on the name of the one they have not believed in?
咁佢話佢如果佢哋都唔認識神，佢點能夠會開口嘅去承認神呢？
How can they believe if they've not heard?
但如果冇人话俾佢听，佢从来冇听过关于神，佢又点可以会认识神同埋信神呢
？How can they hear without someone preaching to them？
如果冇人肯传道俾佢哋，佢哋点会有机会听得到福音呢
？And how can they preach unless they're sent？
咁所以如果佢哋点去传道咧？如果冇人去先去传俾佢哋
？So right now in Kazakhstan, we are praying for people to be sent。
所以我喺我服侍呢个嘅城市里边，我哋成日都祈祷咧，希望神可以差派更加多嘅工人嚟我哋当中帮手。
The language that we operate in is Russian in most of our cities and all of our cities。
喺当地咧就系用苏联话嘅啦。
And that's because most of our staff are Russian-speaking staff。
所以我哋好多嘅工作人员咧都系会识讲苏联文嘅。
But the official state language is Kazakh。
但佢哋自己本身本土咧，另外一種嘅土話。
And we long that the Kazakh people would also come to know Christ。
咁我哋就好希望咧，識本土話嗰啲人咧，佢哋可以信到主啊，以致佢可以用佢哋嘅本土話咧，去將福音帶俾佢哋本土嘅人啊。
I know that there are Kazakh people who can't hear the good news because it's not coming to them in their own language。
咁如果因為佢哋唔識蘇聯文，咁對嗰啲本土嗰啲人嚟講咧，冇機會聽到福音，我覺得好可惜。
But we praise God that He is beginning to raise up people with a vision to do student work in Kazakh。
咁好感謝主咧，我哋祈完禱之後，而家開始咧就開始發覺有啲講當地話嘅人咧都開始信主啦。
So one of our young interns has taken the step of faith of joining a Kazakh church so that she will learn the language of the Christian language in Kazakh so that she can share the gospel in Kazakh with her family and friends.
咁我哋当中有啲人咧就专登去参加讲当地话嘅啲教会啊，以至可以学识佢哋嘅话啊，以至能够将福音带俾佢哋。
But I'd invite you to join us in praying for more workers for God's harvest.
咁都希望大家可以喺禱告裏邊紀念我哋啊！
God will use you to bless others if you're open to passing on His blessing。
只要你肯開放，願意去祝福人嘅話，神都好樂意使用你去祝福人嘅。
I'd invite you to think about and reflect on what is it that you have received in Christ。
我都想邀請大家你去諗一諗。其實神祝福咗你啲咩嘢咧
？What is it that God has done in your life？
到底神喺你生命上邊有過啲咩作為咧
？And what is the blessing you have received that God wants to pass on through you？
有啲咩祝福你收咗，但你知道神想透過你將啲祝福帶俾你周圍嘅人嘅咧？
What would it look like for God to use you to be a vehicle of blessing to all the nations of the earth?
如果神去用你做佢嘅管子，将嘅祝福带俾周围人，咁你想象一下，你会变成一个点样嘅人
？It looked like for people from all nations to know God's ways and His salvation and to praise Him because of you.
咁你有冇想象过，如果透过你能够令到世上更加多人认识到神，去赞美神嘅时候？咁你會有咩感覺咧
？I'd like to close by having Viola read the psalm again。
結束嗰陣時候，我想再一次讀幾個詩篇俾大家聽。
And I'd invite you to, if you can, to pray it as a prayer to God。
亦都希望你聽嗰陣時候咧，做你嘅禱告咧，去回應咧，用呢個詩篇嚟做你自己同神講嘅一個心意。
And ask him how he wants to use you to be a blessing to the nations.
而系心里边同时间问神就系话，神啊，你到底想点样用我去祝福我周围嘅人呢？愿神怜悯我们，赐福与我们，用念光照我们，好叫世界得知你的道路，万国。得知你的救恩，神啊， 愿列邦称赞你，愿万民都称赞你，愿万国都快乐欢呼，因为你必按公正审判万民，引导世上的万国。神啊，愿列邦称赞你，愿万民都称赞你。地已经出了土产，神，就是我们的神要赐福于我们。神要赐福于我们，地的四极都要敬畏他。
May all the peoples praise him.
希望万民都会称赞他。都俾一两分钟大家静一静啊，嗬！到底主有冇咩说话你心里边去感动你嘅咧？吓，有啲咩你想回应神嘅咧？咁俾少少时间你自己静一静啊！